From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. At the World Racism Conference in Durban today, African and European countries disagreed over reparations for colonial exploitation and the slave trade. The Europeans are willing to increase their foreign aid, but they reject the idea of paying reparations. European nations at the conference are also being asked to re-examine their treatment of another minority group, Roma, or Gypsies. Roma began traveling from India to Europe about 1,000 years ago. Now there are an estimated 8 million Roma in Europe. Most live in Eastern and Central Europe, victims of growing discrimination and racist violence. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports that the treatment of Roma has become Europe's most pressing civil rights issue.
European Romanticism, in music and literature, depicted the gypsies as happy-go-lucky traveling minstrels with a passionate and free spirit. But gypsies were rarely free. An ancient superstition that they were the children of Satan led to centuries of persecution by the Catholic Church. In communist regimes, their nomadic ways were seen as antisocial behavior, and authorities forced them to settle, giving them the dirtiest jobs. In some countries, gypsy women were sterilized against their will. Today, many Roma say they're the biggest losers in the post-communist transition. Kalocsa is a town of 18,000 in southern Hungary. Its 2,000 Roma have been pushed into an outlying ghetto. The buildings are ramshackle and small. Sometimes four families live in one house. There's no electricity, no running water, no sanitation. 31-year-old Veronica Rostas lives with her three children, her parents, and her in-laws in a rat-infested house. Veronica says, I've been unable to find work for more than 3 years. There are no jobs available for Roma. We live on welfare, $200 a month. Things were much better under communism. She had a job and a real house. But the new authorities evicted her family and demolished their house. So they had to come live in what she calls barracks. Veronica's also upset that her children are forced to attend a separate school for gypsies.
I don't understand why this happens, because I myself went to a mixed school then and I could finish 8 classes of primary school, but I don't understand why this is happening to my children, why they have to be pushed into a segregated Roma school.
Undereducated and unskilled, Roma are being further marginalized from mainstream societies. Ghetto life is miserable. Birth defects, infant mortality, and tuberculosis are rising. Roma average life expectancy is now 10 years below that of non-Roma. Their jobless rates range from 60 to 100%. In Budapest, Roma Versitas is an organization offering scholarships for Roma youth who want to continue their studies. Director Agnes Darocsi says Roma children are 50% less likely to go to high school than non-Roma children. Authorities put Roma children in segregated schools, claiming they don't have language skills. Agnes says segregated schools are an educational death sentence. And even those few who do go to mixed schools are often forbidden from using the cafeteria and gym.
And we don't want this segregation. We want to live together, to learn together, to work together, as for hundreds and hundreds of years, our history is common, is a common history.
But a common history of conflict. In Romania, for more than 400 years, gypsies were bought and sold as slaves, a practice abolished only in the mid-19th century. Under the Habsburgs, gypsy children were often taken from their parents to be raised by Christian families. An estimated 500,000 Roma were murdered in the Holocaust, known in the Romani language as Poraimus, which means the devouring. In post-communist Europe, the Roma are useful scapegoats for the economic pains of transition. And anti-gypsy feelings are mounting. This elderly Hungarian woman reflects what opinion polls indicate is East Europeans' prevailing view of gypsies.
I can say that there are very few out of this Roma community who can be considered as human beings. Most of them are just stealing, robbing, and doing bad things all the time. I can tell you that it's horrible. It's impossible to live together with them.
Anti-Gypsy pogroms have been carried out from Romania to Kosovo.
I will define the situation of the Roma in Europe as systemic racial discrimination against them.
Dimitrina Petrova is executive director of the European Roma Rights Center in Budapest. She offers a clinical, comparative analysis of anti-Roma violence in two East European countries.
In Romania, typically, racial violence comes in the form of brutal police or a mob that goes and destroys or sets on fire Roma houses. And no remedy for this, full impunity. In the Czech Republic, the picture is a little different. There we have the most active skinheads movement. The undisputed champions of skinheads racism are the Czechs.
Skinhead violence is rife also in Hungary. A transistor radio blares music at a construction site in Dunapatai, 60 miles south of Budapest. One of the workers is István Soltes. His slow gait is a reminder of the violent beating he was subjected to by a group of skinheads.
They were shouting, lousy, dirty gypsies, we want white Hungary, Hitler's mother is pregnant again. We want to go away from Hungary.
He wasn't only beaten. He was also arrested, and police blamed him for the incident, a criminalization of the victim which, according to Amnesty International, has become a pattern throughout the region. And there's growing fear among Roma over repetition of history. For decades, gypsies rarely spoke of their martyrdom in the death camps. But a few years ago, they began commemorating their Holocaust victims on August 2nd. Names of the dead are read out during a candlelight vigil.
I really hope that I won't live that time when another Holocaust happens. I'm very much afraid of this. You see, my sons, for example, they are musicians and none of them dare to play their musical instrument. There's so much hatred in this country.
Some Roma are seeking safe havens further west. This abandoned farmhouse on the outskirts of Rome is home for 250 Roma. Like the gypsy ghettos of Eastern Europe, no electricity, no running water, no sanitation.
Io sono Singaro della Romania. Ce l'am un bambino de due anni.
Dimitriu Marian fled persecution in Romania in the hopes of getting political asylum in Italy. But now he's desperate. More than 2 years ago, Italian authorities took away his son. They said I mistreated him, he says. It's not true. He was 2.5 years old, and I haven't seen him since. They told me I can get him back if I get a residence permit, but they won't give me any permit. About 100,000 Roma live in Italy. They can't get public housing because authorities insist they're nomads, so they're forced to live in squalid, authorized camps. The European Roma Rights Center says Italy is the only European country to have a systematic, publicly organized network of ghettos aimed at depriving Roma of full participation in Italian life. Even when granted, residence permits rarely exceed a month, even for Roma who've been in Italy for decades. And the Roma are the only group of foreigners whose children born in Italy are not granted citizenship. 30-year-old Pare says he can't even go back to Romania because authorities there don't want to take Roma back.
È invisibile per tutto il mondo. Se fare tutti i genti di questo mondo, tutti i sistemi di questo mondo, se fare che noi esista, zingare.
He says we have no rights anywhere. We are the invisible people. Silvia Podroli, NPR News.